Do you seek me, Vulcan? Do you wish to have your chance again, like you did at Karatan?
Why would I want that? You are beneath me, Conrad, in every way. You always have been. The Lord of Fear has no land, no subjects, but the corpses he makes. You have nothing. You are nothing. I am Nighthaunter!
And at last, Kurz gave in to his self-hatred, his pathological denial, and revealed himself to me. One of the statues hanging down from an archway, a chiropteran creature I mistook to be a carven gargoyle, slowly unfurled its wings and dropped to the ground. It was him, and he brandished a long, serrated blade.
"We are both such savage weapons, Vulcan," he told me. "Let me show you."
Kurz lunged, laughing as he cut open my flesh.
"Never gets old," he said, hacking into my body and carving a deep wound. I cried out, but kept my senses long enough to hammer a punch into his neck. Even his armor was no protection against my black smiter's fists. I had bent metal, grasped burning coals. I was as inviolable as the hard onyx of my skin, and I let my brother feel every ounce of that strength. He staggered, slashing wildly and catching me just above the left eye as I advanced. A jab, aimed for his exposed throat, missed, and I fractured Kurz's right cheek instead. In return, he skewered my left leg, ripping the blade and some flesh out before I could trap it. Now I stumbled, and Kurz wove round a clumsy right hook to bring his sword down onto my clavicle. I threw up my forearm just in time and felt the weapon's teeth bite bone. Then I charged in with my shoulder, trying to ignore the agony igniting down my arm. I heard him grunt as my body connected, smashing into his torso. Kurz tried to laugh it off, but his fractured cheek was paining him, and I'd just punched most of the air from his lungs. Out of the corner of my eye, I could see Ferris watching the uneven duel. He was no longer the cadaverous ghoul I had made him. The Gorgon had become as he was, as I wanted to remember him. No longer berating me, I sensed in him a willing urge for me to triumph instead. "Let me tell you a secret, brother," I said, breathless. We were a few hand spans apart, battered but regrouping for another round. Amused, Kurz bade me continue. "Of all of us, Father made me the strongest. Physically, I have no equal amongst my siblings. In the sparring cages, I used to hold back, especially against you, Conrad." All the mirth drained away from Kurz's already pallid face. "I am Nighthaunter," he hissed.
"What was your boon, Conrad?" I asked, backing up as he advanced with sword held low.
"I am the death that haunts the darkness,"
he said, angling the blade so it would cut across my stomach and spill my viscera. "Always the weakest, Conrad. I was afraid, I admit that, but it was from the fear of breaking you. I don't need to hold back, though, any more," I said, smiling in the face of my brother's rising hatred. "Now I can show you how much better than you I am." Possessed by a sudden rage, Kurz threw down the blade and came at me with his bare hands. I knew it was coming and had shifted my stance just slightly so I was ready for it. I let him land the first blow. It was vicious and tore a hunk of flesh off my cheek. He reached for my throat, talons poised to rip it out, teeth bared in a savage snarl, before I clamped my fist around his forearm, falling back and using his momentum to carry him up and over me. In the forge, the hammer swing is everything. Shaping metal, bending it to my will, it is the blacksmiter's art.
By its nature, metal is unyielding. It breaks stone, sunders flesh. Strength is not enough. It takes skill and timing. Judgment of when the hammer has reached its apex, when the strike is purest, that is what I knew. It was ingrained in me by my Nocturnian father, Nbel. I used his lessons in that moment. I lifted my brother like the smiter lifts the fuller and brought him down upon the iron plinth, my anvil. A sharp crack and a light surge that painted the chamber in bluish monochrome preceded the collapse of the energy shield. Kurz broke it with his back, his body. As he rebounded hard off the iron floor, the energy coursed over him, setting fire to nerve endings and burning hair and scalp. He rolled with the last of his momentum, smoke exuding from the plates of his armor. I stooped and picked up the fallen hammer. It felt good to have Dawnbringer in my grasp again, and I ran my thumb along the activation stud I had put on the grip.